What about the wasp nest? Have you taken care of it yet?
Yeah, I took it away. I grabbed it with the clippers, ripped it off the house, carried it far away and just dropped it like away from my house, like near my neighbor's house. So hopefully they go to my neighbors.
And you you don't like your neighbors?
No, my neighbors are cool. My neighbors are cool.
You just threw a wasp nest?
Well, better them than me.
At their property? Ben, that's horrible.
Here you go, guys.
Always speaking slowly.
Slowly.
Understand what we say.
What we say.
Understand me, man.
Just a couple of teachers.
Two of them.
That's a Ben and A.
That's us.
Here we go. Speaking kind of slow. Slow. Kind of make you laugh with a super silly show.
Show.
Making funny jokes using words that you know.
No.
Ben and Babe with a reggae flow.
Flow.
English conversation that is a creation. Listen to the program for mental masturbation.
Yeah. Hey. Here hey, sorry, I just got... No, I just called you because I had a call from... So I thought I'll call you first just to say what's up. If I have to go pick him up or something, because we're nearly finished here. What? Oh, okay. Yeah, let me know. Okay, thanks. Bye. Leave that in.
Yes. Ben got a call on his phone suddenly.
Yeah.
During the intro music.
It was just my wife wanting to tell me how much she loves me. And supports this podcast.
Oh, it was. It was like, hey, you got the car. Hurry up and come home so we can go pick up the kids.
Where's the love? You know, these kids, they're vampires. They drain your energy, your money, and your...
They suck the life out of you.
They do, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like my daughter gives me life.
It's true. It's true. Actually, I was just going to talk about that.
Oh.
Yeah. So on Friday, last Friday, was my oldest son's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Rui.
Yeah, 6 years old.
Wow, six.
It's incredible. It's crazy. Time flies.
Is he in elementary school?
No. So you have to be six in April.
Oh, right.
You know, so he'll go in next year, which is good because same as his friend. Anyway. Yeah, so it was his birthday. So we had a birthday party.
A birthday party for Rui.
Cake, presents. My wife made a piñata.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's a piñata.
Did you invite like his friends to your house or was it just a family party?
It was just a family party. Yeah. Everyone's still a bit nervous about having people over.
Because of Corona?
Because of Corona.
Oh, come on.
I know. A lot of parents are still... You know, most parents in the daycare still wear masks.
It's like your kids are in a daycare.
Yeah, exactly. They're like mingling already.
The most commonplace for viruses. Like
it's a viral soup.
Someone's house is much, much less dangerous.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you might get bitten by a centipede at my house.
At your house.
Yeah. Lots of that. So, yeah, he had a great day. Hang on a minute.
Oh, Ben's getting another call.
More love.
I'm going to turn your...
Hello? Hey. I forgot to take it. It's probably in the car. I'll drop it on the way. Oops. Sorry. Oh, no. Oh, my God. All right. So he got food. He's still alive. He's going to be angry with me now. He's going to hate his papa. Okay. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. I forgot to give Senna his bag this morning.
Oh, no.
Which had his lunch in it.
Oh, no.
So he didn't have any lunch. All the kids were getting their lunch boxes.
Oh, poor Senna.
Little Senna didn't have his.
Ugh.
Yeah. So the daycare has to call parents to make sure it's okay to give some lunch.
Really?
Yeah. I guess because you have to pay. Anyway, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything's okay. He just didn't have his lunch.
Everything's okay. I just lost some points.
Your wife, is she mad?
No, she's not mad because this is standard for me.
Oh, okay.
Get used to it. Yeah.
So what you were talking about Rui's birthday.
Yeah, and just watching, you know, as you get older, I don't know about you, you're different. You've got a different philosophy, but I don't like my birthdays. I feel like I'm one step closer to the grave. So I don't care about celebrating my birthday as an adult, but when I see my son, you know, the joy of birthday happiness.
Yeah, like, it's my special day.
Yeah, and he's ripping open his presents and talking about it all week.
Super excited.
It re-energizes me.
And now you want to celebrate your birthday.
No, I just, it doesn't change my mind about my birthday, but it lets me feel that childlike energy for just a little time.
You get a little bit of the excitement.
Yeah, I feel youthful again.
You live vicariously.
Through my son.
Through your son.
Yeah, that's right.
You kind of experience that excitement again.
Yes.
When you see him excited.
Yeah. Hopefully that medical technology becomes available soon where they can put my brain into a child's body and I can relive my life.
Starting from the beginning?
From the beginning again.
With a child's body?
With a child's body.
But your adult brain?
Yeah. I guess that would be weird, wouldn't it?
It would complicate the age of consent.
It would. It would really would. Is that your first thought?
Well, No, we were. No, it's not my first thought. We were talking about the age of consent in the last episode.
We were. It's a current topic. But you could do lots of crimes, you know, and you wouldn't be punished.
Because you're a child.
Yeah. I mean, 6 years old, sneak into a bank and just grab some money. You know.
Oh, sorry.
It's cool. So yeah, he got a new game. It's a multiplayer game, and he's disappointed because he doesn't have anyone to play it with.
Why would you buy him?
I told him. I warned him. I said, get Zelda. You know, and he wanted Splatoon.
He chose Splatoon. He
chose Splatoon 3.
Even though he doesn't have anyone to play it with.
No, because he's too young to be online gaming, you know, so we don't connect his Switch to the internet.
Right.
And there's only one Switch in the house, so he's kind of fucked. I warned him, but he really wanted that.
Probably his friends have it.
Exactly.
And he wants it too.
Too young to have games, you know.
Six?
Yeah, he's lucky he has a Switch.
Yeah, I think you told us before that the Switch was bought by relatives.
Yeah.
And you were not happy about that.
Well, you know, we thought it was a bit early. We both agreed elementary school is probably a better time to start.
Gaming.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the happiness of children. My son's growing up quick, right? So he's helping me with a lot of things.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, literally. So you know my garden. It's been growing out of control recently.
Yes, you have to take care of your garden around this time of year.
It just explodes in growth.
The weeds will.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you have to trim the bushes.
Yep.
You have to pull out the weeds.
Yep.
Yes.
And so my garden has been invading the neighboring property.
Oh, no. So you haven't been trimming the bushes.
No.
And it's growing into your neighbor's property.
Yep. And there are vines kind of wrapping around the fence.
Did they complain?
No, no one complained. But I thought, look, it's getting a bit serious.
Yeah, you should definitely take care of that before they complain.
Yeah, so I had to go down into the gap between my property and the next and get down there with the spiders and the centipedes, cut back some of these weeds. Mm-hmm. And I also had to cut my tree. I've got a tree in my yard.
Yeah, you've got a couple trees.
Don't you? But one particular...
Small trees.
One quite big tree. It's growing really big.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I had to climb on my roof to cut the top of the tree. I got one of those special cutters that you can extend.
Okay. You know, like the big long pole trimmer tool.
Yes.
Where it's like you squeeze it and it cuts like scissors.
That's right. They're really fun. Yeah. I like it. So I climbed on my roof.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah. Well, and I told my son to hold the ladder steady. while I climb up.
Just turned six?
Yeah.
And he's your safety...
He's my safety guy.
Your safety manager?
He's the only thing between me and a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
So I got up there and I trimmed that tree. And I noticed there was a wasp nest under my roof.
Ah.
That's, yeah.
That's common.
It is.
I hate wasps.
Yeah, they got a bad reputation.
Oh, they're the worst.
Yeah.
I like honeybees.
Do you?
Yeah, the bees that make honey.
Yeah, they're good, I guess.
They don't bother you. But the wasps, in Canada, there's so many.
And they'll go in your drink, too.
In the summer, yeah, you open like a soda or something, like a sweet drink, or you have some food.
Yeah.
They'll just be buzzing around, and you know that they can sting you.
They're aggressive.
Any time.
Yeah.
They're aggressive, yeah.
That's why
I hate wasps.
In Australia, when we were kids, we were taught always drink your can with a straw. So, you know. So
oh,
you know,
because the wasp might go inside the can.
Yeah, you might drink a wasp.
Ugh.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a wasp nest and I didn't want to kill them.
Oh, kill them.
I don't like killing things. Yeah.
I hate wasps.
I was the only...
I'd kill them all if I could.
Well, you can come be my pest controller.
You go at night. That's when they're all in the nest.
Get them when they're sleeping.
Oh, I've done this many, many times.
Really? You've taken out whole nests?
Hornets' nests, wasps' nests.
Oh, you should talk to my dad about this. That's his job.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He's an exterminator.
Exterminator. So I said, oh, you know, I'm gonna cut it with the cutters.
Oh, no, bad idea.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible idea.
I know.
You got to wait till it's nighttime.
Yeah.
You get the poison spray.
Okay.
And you get a screwdriver.
Right.
And you sneak up on the nest and you, hi-ya, you stab it with the screwdriver.
What the fuck? That's too close quarters for me.
Well, you do it at night.
Yep. Okay.
So you stab it with the screwdriver and then, bah, you spray the
poison spray. Is it Phillips head? Phillips head or a flat head?
A big screwdriver.
A big one, chunky.
Yeah. Or anything that can make a hole.
So a knife.
You make a hole and then you spray tons of poison spray in it.
I see.
And then you run away.
Sure. And wait.
And then you come back the next day.
Finish the job.
And you can actually take the nest and break it in half, and you can see all the dead wasps inside.
Well, it's cool. Yeah, I wanted to show my son this nest. My dad used to bring home giant nests just to show me.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
Maybe that's why you're so scared.
Oh, look, my dad's job is a big part of why I'm terrified of fucking things.
He was always having to deal with scary insects.
Yeah. Yeah, he used to show me. He used to show me lots of stuff that I wasn't ready for.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But thank you, Dad, if you're listening.
Well, I watched my mom cut the testicles out of a dog.
Ooh. Okay.
It's a surgery. Neutering. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One day I didn't want to go to school, and she said, okay, come to work.
Come watch me chop some dog balls.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I didn't realize it was surgery day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay, surgery day.
And most of the surgeries veterinarians do are spays and neuters.
Yeah.
De-sexing.
De-sexing.
And ugh, it was quite traumatic.
It must have been. Was the dog anesthetized? Was it sleeping?
Yes, of course.
Good. It didn't go,
but you know, they cut the testicle and then they put it on the table and you're like, whoa, there's a testicle.
Ooh, did you pick them up and start juggling them?
That's exactly what I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
That's why I'm so good at juggling.
Yeah. And handling balls. Handling testicles. Anyway.
Have you taken care of the wasp nest?
Well, I tried to cut it and then my son got scared because the wasp came out and then the ladder fell down and then I was stuck on my roof.
With all these angry wasps.
Yeah, with these fucking angry wasps. And I was like, oi, come back here. You help your father.
Your security manager ran away.
Pathetic.
Your safety manager.
He's fired. You know what? If you're listening, you're fired. And he ran inside and disappeared.
He's fired until his 7th birthday.
Yeah, we'll give him another go.
And he gets one more chance.
One more chance. Yeah. But so, I had
but
a
what
nice
happened?
Time.
Did you get stung by the wasp?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I'm not that scared of wasps, actually.
Really?
Not really, no, no. So I hung out on the roof for a while. There's a beautiful view from my roof.
Oh.
Yeah. I can almost see the ocean.
Wow.
A mighty Pacific.
Yeah, because you live kind of on a hill.
Yeah, and I thought, I want to build a second story on my house so I can have ocean views.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Little DIY project. I just build one room.
How did you get off the roof?
Very, very dangerously.
You jumped off?
No, I couldn't. It was too high. So I had to sort of climb down on like pipes and windows and...
Did you damage anything?
I don't think so, no.
Ah.
Yeah, don't think so.
Well, you didn't get stung by the wasps.
Nope.
And you got down safely.
Mm-hmm. And I trimmed my tree.
What about the wasp nest? Have you taken care of it yet?
Yeah, I took it away. I grabbed it with the clippers, ripped it off the house, carried it far away and just dropped it like away from my house, like near my neighbor's house. So hopefully they go to my neighbors.
And you don't like your neighbors?
Not my problemo. No, my neighbors are cool. My neighbors are cool.
You just threw a wasp nest?
Well, better them than me.
At their property? Ben, that's horrible.
Here you go, guys.
All you need to do is get like a bag.
Bag it up?
Yeah.
I don't like killing things. I just like moving things away. You know, the only thing I kill is a mosquito from time to time.
Well, okay.
Anyway, that's it, yeah.
All right.
An innocent story.
All right, Ben.
Hmm.
Well,
Oh, shit. I know what that means.
That's right.
Get your dancing shoes on. Grab the nearest man or woman.
Because if you've got a question, we've got a question.
We just might have one. Anything's okay. Anything. If you've got a question, tell us about it. Don't be shy. Just ask Ben and Abe. Because Ben and Abe will answer you.
All right. Do have one question.
Oh.
From Anonymous E.
Ooh, Anonymous E. Edward.
Could be. Maybe it's Edward Norton.
Could be Edward Norton.
Famous actor.
Yeah. Could be Emily.
Okay, the question is...
Edward Norton.
Could be. Maybe he is a Teacher Talk fan.
I like Edward Norton.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
The question is, you two guys, Ben and Abe...
That's us.
You and me.
Yep. Guilty.
Are, worldly...
Yep.
International guys.
Yeah. Handsome, funny, worldly, strong.
Funny. with friends all over the world.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Almost.
I mean, most of my friends are back in Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they mean, just having friends overseas.
Right. International friendships.
I have a lot of cousins who live in many different countries.
Scattered around the world?
Yeah, probably 3 in Europe.
Okay.
1 in the Middle East.
Wow.
Used to have one in Africa, but she moved.
Lots of your family were escaping Canada.
It's too cold.
Too cold.
And then a lot around Canada.
Mm, in various jails and prisons around the world.
No. Anyway, the question is, what are the kind of nice things or what are the difficult things of trying to stay in touch with people all around the world? Is there any cons?
Compared to having local friends that with whom you can catch up easily.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
I guess that's the question.
Sure.
Do you struggle to stay in touch? Maybe Anonymous E, maybe Edward Norton is himself having trouble.
Well, he'd have a lot of international
friends,
wouldn't he? Yeah. He shoots movies all around the world.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Norton, where to begin? Let's start with the positives of having international friends.
Ah, yes.
You get to learn about a variety of cultures.
Yeah.
Hmm. You get to travel and visit people in interesting places.
Kinda.
Sometimes, if you want to.
You can.
I've done that a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
It is tough.
To meet up with someone, you know?
It is tough.
It's like I have all these friends that I stayed in touch with,
but
I can't go on an international trip just to hang out with them.
No, but you might stop by.
Yeah, but then they want me to visit them. And I'm like, oh, but I'm with my family and I have obligations. I can't, you know.
Oh, okay.
For example, when I went to Italy,
yeah,
my friend in Switzerland was like, oh, it's right. It's very close. Just come up to Switzerland.
It's a whole other country.
Or I'll come down to northern Italy.
Yeah, it's a 1 hour flight or
something. But I wasn't anywhere near there.
Yeah.
You know, but even just being in one country away, like being that close, they were kind of upset that I didn't visit them.
A little bit unreasonable, I think.
No, he's a cool guy. He was just excited, like, oh my God, you're coming here. That's awesome. We have to meet.
And we're going to hang out.
Don't think I can meet you. I'm with my brother and his wife and my wife and my dad.
My God. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
But one thing I'll say is my friends in Canada.
Yeah.
Big group of friends.
Right.
We use a group chat.
Sure.
On Facebook Messenger.
It's a great way to stay in touch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, before that, what could you do?
So you could just read it or you can chat with people in it. And you feel like you're connected with your friends.
You're just maintaining that connection.
Maintaining that connection. Yes. And then when I'm coming back to Canada, we're always on the group chat like, let's go, let's meet here, blah, blah, blah. And it's very convenient.
Sure, yeah. And it keeps you motivated. Same for me, my friends in the group chat. If I don't reply for a few days, they start attacking me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Hey, Ben's being quiet.
Yeah.
And then they'll start making fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably got diarrhea.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. He's probably,
right.
That's Ben.
Common one. That's they know me well. They're my friends. I do often suffer from soft poops.
Too much information.
Okay. Just thought you might want to know. Yeah, that's right. Group chats are a great way. But as you know, as a father yourself, and we're both the same age, as life goes on, things become more complicated. Yeah, it's hard work. Friendships need maintenance. It's like a car. And I feel guilty I have let some of my friendships kind of dissolve.
You've fallen out of touch.
Yeah, and it's usually from my end.
Right, often. So you didn't reply.
I didn't reply for months, you know, and then I feel guilty. I'm like, I can't reply now. It's been months. It's weird.
To be totally honest, 100% honest.
Yeah.
You're a little slow to reply.
I'm not a good responder.
You're not a good great replier. At replying.
No, I'm not.
You know, usually you reply eventually.
Yeah, yeah. I always get there in the end.
But you're pretty slow.
I'm a pretty slow replier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I know. It's a fault of mine.
Yeah. I'm slow sometimes, but I'm usually okay.
You know, you're a good communicator.
Pretty good.
You're good. You're like a phone call guy as well. You'll actually call people.
I like talking.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like when someone calls me, I'm like, why are you calling me?
See, I hate it that we've changed to feel like that.
Yeah, I've definitely changed. Yeah, I don't like phone calls.
10 years ago, you'd be excited.
No, I was never excited. I never liked talking to people on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. I was so happy when messaging became a thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's just me.
I guess everyone's different.
My good friend in Australia is the same as you. He'll always call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if I'm going to his house and I'm like, I should have been there by now. He'll call me and be like, where are you? Like, you can't send me a message?
Well, that, you know why? See? You know what?
What?
If you were better at messaging,
yeah,
maybe people wouldn't call you as much.
He's just
because, you know, if I send him a message, he might not reply for 2 days.
Yeah, sure.
So I better call him because then at least I can talk right now.
You're a caller, which is good. It's nice.
You know, yeah. It's true. If you replied quickly,
yeah,
I would be more inclined to send you messages rather than calling.
That's motivation. Yeah. As much as I love you, I don't want to talk to you on the phone.
Well, too bad.
I don't want to talk to anyone on the phone. So, you know, you have to maintain these friendships. It takes work.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially if people are overseas, it takes more work.
Yeah. And especially if there's no, like one of my best friends who I've fallen out of touch with.
Yeah.
He stopped replying. I still try reaching out to him sometimes.
Oh.
I know it's pathetic.
Shouting into the darkness.
I love him.
Hello.
I love him. I'm worried he might be dead or something.
Yeah, I guess some people, you know, lives become complicated.
Yeah, but like he's Brazilian.
Mm.
So he's back in Brazil.
Well, he's probably busy with fiestas and sambas.
You mean carnival?
Carnivales, yeah. Or whatever.
But yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know when I'll ever see him again.
Right.
You know, like my friends in Canada, I know I'm going to see them every year or so.
Yeah.
But him, I don't know if I'll ever see him again.
It's sad.
So it's hard to stay in touch when that's the situation.
It's true.
Yeah.
When somebody doesn't reciprocate.
Well, yeah. Hard. And it's like, oh, should I spend the energy to continue this relationship?
Yes.
When maybe we'll never see each other again.
Yeah, that's another good point.
I almost always do.
There's still a lot of value to be had in a friendship, even if you don't physically see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to keep the hope alive that we'll meet again one day.
Keep that little candle burning in the dark.
So if you're listening, Dan, you son of a bitch.
Coming for you, Dan.
Coming for you one day. I'm going to find you.
Teacher Talk World Tour. We'll be in Rio, probably 2030. Oh,
he lives in Sao Paulo.
Damn it.
But even if it's finding his grave and pissing on it.
Do a little, you dance on it. First you dance on it, then you piss on it.
No, I would never piss on Dan's grave. Anyway.
Yeah, so good point. But I feel like I don't have the time for too many friends.
Well, you have 3 children.
I got to narrow my friendship group. I got to cut some of these people out.
Well, that's why the group chats are so great.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, if you have maybe an old company where everyone was friends,
where
you used to work, and you can make like a group chat for your friends in that company and stay in touch with everybody at the same time.
Yeah. And at least somebody in the group is going to, you know, send a message every few days. So it keeps things going.
Yeah. Group chats are great for that.
Yeah. But I feel like I have enough friends, you know. I've got like maybe 6 or 8 solid friends. You know, I think about it, you know, I define a friend kind of. If I were in the hospital, who would visit me or who would call? And if I really think about it, not that many, you know.
Depends how long you're in the hospital.
Well, if I'm in a car accident and I'm in the ICU.
Like, and you got broken bones.
I got broken bones.
And you might die?
Might die. Oh. Yeah. Like, who would actually make the effort?
I'd come there.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to comfort your wife.
Oh, yeah. You son of a bitch.
I'd rub her back.
Well, hey, someone's got to do it.
I'd say, it's okay. Even if he dies, it's okay.
It's fine.
I'm here, baby.
Actually, we just pulled this plug over here and we can finish him now.
No, I'd come and visit you.
I know. You'd bring me some teacher's whiskey. I know you would.
Sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how you define.
Well, I don't know. I think about, you know, yeah, who's a real friend? Who would have my back?
Yes.
In a fight, for example.
In a fight.
Yeah. It's another good test of friendship. Like fighting a guy, I turn around. If I see you running off into the distance, I guess he wasn't a true friend.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, Edward Norton, there you go. That's
Hope that helps, Eddie.
Some ways to keep in touch with your international friends.
It's a good question. Good question. But hey, and look, the positives outweigh the negatives.
And Mr. Norton gave an extra little message for you.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm so flattered.
He said, I love you, Ben.
Okay, just directly. I mean, let's look. This is anonymous E, so this could be a
could woman. Be Edward Norton.
Could be Edward Norton.
Who knows?
We don't know.
I love you, Ben.
Good start.
I want you to imagine Edward Norton saying this to you.
I do have his face in my mind.
Okay.
Currently.
He says, sincerely.
Oh, from his heart.
From his heart, he says, I love you, Ben.
Sure.
Right? He says.
Pretty strong words.
Yeah. I hope you're happy and healthy.
I am.
And safe from all the dangerous animals.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, no, I'm not. It's a constant struggle. I am happy. I am kind of healthy. But no, I'm never really safe. And none of us are. So keep your guard up, guys.
Keep your guard up. Protect yourself.
Protect yourself. Protect your family.
From all the dangerous animals.
They're coming. They don't stop. They don't quit. They don't sleep.
All right, Ben, let's wrap it up. You have got to go take care of this daycare problem.
No, I don't. No, they gave him some food, so we're all good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
They can't let these kids starve, you know. I'm pretty sure that's a Japanese law. You have to give a child food when they're in care. So it's all good.
Oh, I wish Canadian schools had that law.
Really?
Many times I didn't have a lunch.
Shit.
When I was in elementary school.
Yeah, I had a few of those. My friends would give me like half a sandwich and a few chips or something.
I was too embarrassed to ask.
Too proud.
Maybe I didn't have any good friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember going hungry at lunchtime. It was terrible.
That's very irresponsible of the school, but maybe they didn't notice that you didn't have a lunch.
No.
They knew? The teachers are like, look at that hungry little bastard.
No, it's you have to bring your own lunch.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think my school at least would make you a Vegemite sandwich or something.
I never got any food from the school.
No?
No.
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 Tight ass.
If you don't bring your lunch, then you go hungry.
That's it. Bad luck. Mm-hmm. Bad luck.
So, yeah, you just have to go hungry. And that sucked.
Go eat some insects or something.
Yeah.
Grass. I don't know.
Go searching for a
berries. Yeah, so no, situation's okay. But I know when I pick him up today, he's going to say, Papa, you forgot my bag. You don't love me. You love Rui more than me.
He's not going to say that.
No, he is. He's going to put the guilt trip on me.
Really?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah.
Is he that smart?
He is.
He knows how to put a guilt trip on you?
They love it. They team up on me, Abe.
Make
my
you
wife,
feel guilty?
My wife and kids team up on me.
Do they?
They do. They fucking do. My wife will tell me something fairly, if you're listening, honey. She'll say, you forgot to do this. So you forgot to take the rubbish out, for example.
A fair criticism.
Fair criticism. And then my son will be like, yeah, Papa, why didn't you take the rubbish out? And they all join in. And now I've got fucking four people
really
surrounding me.
And they all criticize
making me
you.
Feel like shit. Thanks, guys.
Oh. Well, good luck with your fatherly duties.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun journey full of happiness and light. Laugh.
And guilt.
And guilt. Crushing guilt.
All right, guys, check us out. Come to Instagram. Say hello to Ben. Join the army of freaks and weirdos.
The ever-growing army. We're fast approaching 250.
Send us a message. Send me your questions and comments on Twitter. Come to YouTube, subscribe to our channel. Maybe we'll go back to video next episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll wear some funny stuff next episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's jazz it up a bit.
We need to spice it up.
Let's spice this shit up.
Yeah, maybe we'll spice it up.
We're going to spice it up.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a great week. How long me have to know it now? How long me have to know it now? How long me have to know it now?